From Spark and Anvil and Mintforge, this is Give in Chapter 1 of the Mintforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
A student had her money sorted into two jars and thought she was done thinking about it. Spend jar and save jar, she said, pleased. Money's for buying stuff now or buying stuff later. That's it. Two jars, all figured out. Those are two fine things to do with money, said Give, in the easy, open way of a dolphin who shared her catch without thinking twice. But there's a third thing money can do. If you want it to, it can help someone else. She nudged a small third bowl across the table. Some people, when their money comes in, choose to send a little of it out. To a friend who's short, to a food drive, to a cause they care about. Not because a rule made them, because they decided that helping was one of the things their money was for. The student frowned, a little wary. Do I have to? Is giving the right thing and keeping it the wrong thing? No, Give said firmly and kindly. That's the most important part, so listen close. Giving is yours to choose, never something you owe. Spending on yourself isn't selfish. Saving isn't stingy. And giving isn't a rule you're failing if you don't. There's no right jar. She smiled. I'm not here to tell you to give. I'm here to tell you it's an option. A real, powerful thing money can do. So that when you decide what your money's for, you're choosing from three things, with your eyes open, and not just two.
Give had learned the ease of sharing young, in the way of her pod. Dolphins hunt together, and a dolphin who's eaten will sometimes herd fish toward one who hasn't. Small Give did it once, on instinct, and felt a warm surprise. Helping had felt good, better than she'd expected. And then, being young, she got preachy about it. She started telling every dolphin they should share, scolding the ones who didn't, until the whole pod was tense and no one wanted to share at all. Old Penny, the mentor, drew her aside. You found something real, Penny said. Helping can feel wonderful, but the moment you turned it into a rule you pushed on others, a thing they owed, you squeezed all the good out of it. Giving that's made to happen isn't generosity. It's just a tax with a frown on it. Penny's eyes were kind. Share because you choose to, and let others choose for themselves. A gift is only a gift when it's freely given, and only your business what you do with yours. Small Give held that. Generosity is a choice you make for yourself, never a rule you hand to someone else.
She swam into Mintforge, grown, easy, and open, and Penny met her at the market gate. Instead of a quiz, Penny set out a coin and three bowls, spend, save, give, and asked, what's the third bowl, and how do you teach it without preaching it? Give didn't rush. She dropped part of the coin toward the give bowl, then paused. The third bowl is helping others, a real thing money can do. She looked up, and you teach it by showing it's there, and then stepping back. You never say you should. You say you could. Here's what it can do. Here's how it can feel. And it's completely your call. Because a gift that's guilted out of someone isn't generosity. And telling a kid they're bad for keeping their own money is just cruelty in a nice coat. Penny nodded slowly. Most who teach giving preach it, she said, and turn a joy into a guilt. You understood it's an offer, not an order. Stay. You've got the gentleness it needs.
Weeks later, that same student stood over her two jars, thinking about the third bowl. Watch how you decide your way, Give said warmly. When money comes in, you already split it. Some to spend now, some to save for later. Adding a give bowl just means considering a third question. Is there a little I'd like to send out to help? She nudged the bowl closer, but not pushy. Maybe there's a food drive at school. Maybe a friend lost their lunch money. Maybe there isn't anything right now, and that's fine. You keep it all this time, no guilt. She caught the student starting to look guilty at the very idea. Stop, no. This isn't a test you can fail. If giving feels right to you, here's a bowl for it, and it can feel really good. If it doesn't, or you've nothing spare, your money is yours, honestly and completely. The student looked at the three bowls, spend, save, give, and felt the difference between two choices and three. So it's not that I have to give, she said slowly. It's that I get to, if I want. It's one more thing that's mine to decide. Now you've got it, Give said delighted. Three things money can do. Enjoy it, keep it, or help with it. And you choose the mix. No right answer, no one owed. Just your own honest call about what your money's for. The student thought about a classmate who'd forgotten lunch money and chose, all on her own, to send a coin that way. It felt exactly as warm as Give had said, precisely because no one had made her.
The student kept her three bowls and gave sometimes and kept sometimes, always her own choice. There was a small, settled feeling in her chest, the quiet warmth of a helping freely given and the equal peace of a keeping freely chosen. Give arced easily through the water and let out a soft, contented click, the ease of a creature who'd learned that generosity only stays generous when it's free. Somewhere in the memory of it, a tense pod remembered that a gift pushed is no gift, and a gift chosen is a joy. Helping is a real thing money can do, and always your choice, never your debt, she said softly, and felt it settle warm and free in her chest. The easy gladness of a helping given because she wanted to, and a keeping chosen just as freely. Enjoy, keep, or help. You decide the mix. That's the free part. That's the part worth choosing for yourself.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to give. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.